Human trafficking and modern slavery are grievous wounds in the flesh of humanity. These words were spoken by Pope Francis in April 2014 at a meeting in Rome, bringing together representatives and law enforcement agencies from around the world and leaders of the Catholic Church from those same countries. Pope Francis went on to add, "They are grievous wounds in the flesh of Christ himself." The second Christian sentiment would have been profoundly shared by William Wilberforce, whose work we honour this evening. He too drew all his motivation for the fight against slavery from his Christian faith. Yet, in his day, as I read, religious enthusiasm was generally regarded as a social transgression and was stigmatized in polite society. But that did not put him off. The words of Pope Francis marked the launch of the Santa Marta Group, an international effort of police forces and the Catholic Church, working with the Church of England and other religious and civic groups, to tackle this most ancient yet modern of criminal activities. In this, the Office of the Anti-Slavery Commissioner plays a crucial part. In the 18th century, human slavery was a hugely profitable trade. It is so today. Then, as now, it defigures our society and calls for an unremitting effort to bring it to an end. Human trafficking and modern-day slavery are perpetrated by large criminal international networks. Slowly, the Catholic Church, among others, is mobilizing its considerable international network, contacts, and resources in this struggle. Direct and immediate cooperation with the forces of law and order is key, for it combines the rigor and power of the law with the compassion and selflessness of Christian dedication. For example, hundreds of religious sisters working through their network, Talita Kum, put their lives at risk every day to get close to the victims of human trafficking in the most dangerous of circumstances. Talita Kum means "get up, little girl." It is the command of Jesus which brought new life to the dead, and those caught in slavery are often the living dead. Today there are many situations where little children are at risk of being ruthlessly exploited by traffickers. This is so in every refugee camp, but most closely in Calais. I hope our government, known rightly for its leadership in opposing human trafficking, and the government of France, will very urgently improve the effectiveness of the asylum-seeking procedures, especially for children there who may well have a right to be here and are certainly at terrible risk in the coming weeks. In 2 weeks' time, the Santa Marta Group will present its progress reports to Pope Francis. He, I'm sure, will be encouraged. Progress is measurable and effective. He will bless our efforts and assure us of his prayers. But we are only just beginning. There is so much to be done. May the prayers of this gathering also strengthen this work, to which this evening we commit ourselves anew.